first ki jövő birinci gemara maitelem komet sugar elam segeya. The first ki jövő birinci gemara is to explain the Mishnah. Yes, we see in the Mishnah. What's the tzir in the Mishnah and what's pshat in the Mishnah? Now the Gemara moves on to a new chelik, Lema Masnisan Deloy. The Gemara is going to go through which Tanayim is the Mishnah holding straight. As the first shayla of the Gemara is Lema Masnisan Deloy, Ben Nanas, Ben Nanas, Hamakets, Be'elu, Be'elu, Ba'inu, De'ishrib, Shvor, Shav, Ben Nanas holds that in the tzir, Rashi brings down. Where Bala Baya said to the Chenveni, did he give money to someone? Or did he give food to someone? He says he gave it. They said they didn't give it. They both had a din to make a shvur. As you know, one of them is for sure making shvur shav. As he says, even though the halacha is a reason to be machayiv both, you can't be machayiv both, because one of them is making a shvur shav. As in our Mishnah also, one of them is making a shvur shav. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim, explain what's the pshat in Ben Nanas, because he holds it's a chilul Hashem. The Bezdin's giving out a shvur that everyone knows is a shvur shav. It's a chilul Hashem la'enei bnei Adam. It's even though pidin, there's a reason for it, but we don't want to do something that's a chilul Hashem. Lema Masnisan Deloy Ben Nanas. Zember the Gemara. Emet Tarvayu Bahadi Adodi Adua. That over here it's not Behechlut Shav, because maybe both of them lifted her up together and then each one owns here. Because the Shvuah, both their Shvuahs are Shvuahs Be'emes. Zot Rashi. Emet Bahadi Adodi Adua Limitsiya. V'chol Echot V'echot Sovar Ani Bak Tchila. V'kula Shali. Why does Rashi have to hear to call echad ve'echad sovar anig batia tchila? Why does he have to explain each one is he thinks he's saying, but really they picked it up together? As even though he's tining, I lifted it together, but still it's efshalias ms because maybe they really picked it up together. Even if he is Taina, it's possible that it's true. Just say, the truth is, maybe they lifted it up together. Why do we care? Kol echad ve'echad sovar anig batia tchila. Even though they both know they lifted it together. Why does he have to make it emes lefi the Tainas? Thus frek di maram shif. As the emes is that in many Rishonim, two Rishonim are Mavur, not like Rashi. The Taisis Rosh is in the next year of the Mishnah, Zama Kula Shali, Vizeh Elmar Chetzi Shali, that one takes Gimel Ravoi and one takes three quarters. Over there, it's not shy to say Emet Tarvayu Bahadi Adodi Agbu. Even if they both lifted up together, this one wouldn't be coined a three quarters, and this one wouldn't be coined a quarter. As what's pshat? As of the Taisis Rosh, over there, it's efsher that it's not a shvua shav, because maybe it was yada magas at three quarters, and maybe the other one was yada magas at a quarter. That has nothing to do with what he's tining. He's not tining yada magas. Over there, you can't say, I thought I made a mistake, like Rashi says. Over there, it's clearly that it's not like what they're tining. And still, that's called, it's not a shvua shav, because maybe it's true. Another Rishon, which is Uchach, not like Rashi. Rashi is, by Mekachu Memkar also, where is it possible? Bishleim about the Epsha, they both picked it up together. But by Mekachu Memkar, what are you going to say? As Rashi says, Shema l'shneim misratza. Maybe he was misratza to both of them, and he gave it to them at the same time. The Ritva says a different teretz. By Mekachu Memkar, after he was maknet to the other one, here. Yeah. machna to the other one half has nothing to do with their tainus. As you see, as long as it's possible, it's true, that's enough. Zay bazay, and luchoyer the hezber is it's not a chil Hashem because possibly it's true what they're saying, what they're being nishba. As why does Rashi have to add on that he sovereignly kibbatiyat chil? He's making a mistake in his time. Why is it necessary? That's what the Marim Shif asks. We're just adding in two rishonim. You mamish see like the Marim Shif. It's enough. It's possible. It's that. As Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains Rashi with a chiddush, that Rashi holds that we want it to be emes al pi their tainus. If he's saying zama kula shali v'zama kula shali, Bezin's not going to say, okay, kafi not kafi their tainus, it's possible it's emes. It has to be emes kafi their tainus. The mashmois of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is, because the suffix is chal kafi their tainus. As what are people thinking? They're either thinking kula shali but kula shali. What, we're going to come up with a whole new tzad of maybe they lifted it up together? As it has to be, even in their tainus, we understand they lifted it up pretty close to each other, and each one is saying they lifted it up first. As even kafi their tainus, it's possible what they're saying is true. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains Rashi. And then, the other Rishonim are obviously holding not that way. That in order to make it not a Shavuot Shav, as long as it's possible to be MS, that's enough to say it's not a Shavuot Shav. And Rashi held it has to be, kafi what they're tining, it's possible it could be MS. Tining, the Moide was at close time, and each one saying, I think I did it a little bit before, but in the tainus you hear that it was done together. I know if they would walk in and say, Lahedya, I did it 15 minutes before him, then that wouldn't be called, it's possible that they lifted up together. No, but we were talking about, we lifted up together. I did it a little bit before. So I hear from the time it's possible that it was together at the same time. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a raya to this, a gar interesting raya. Zakar Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because Rashi held it's muchach that way in the Mishnah of Chen v'ni Alpin Kasai. Because in Chen v'ni Alpin Kasai, Chazal could have made a shvua, ze yishava she'en loy boi pachas michetzi, v'ze yishava she'en loy boi pachas michetzi. And over there, it's efshar that it's true. I mean, it's efshar that he only gave him a chetzi. As why is it that, why over there is it called Shvua Shav? As that was the makkah of Rashi, that you can't be creative and make new hechatimses not like their tainus. It has to be, kafi what they're tining in Bezdin, it has to look like it's not a Shvua Shav. Ruki Vegas Masmi, because that's what Bezdin is clearing, I'll pee their tainus. As it has to be, I'll pee their tainus, it's possible to be true. That's a Rabbi Vega's creative raya to Rashi. The shayla is how the other Rishonim going to answer Rashi. The other Rishonim would hold that over there, being that you're noital kuloi, you can't make a shvua of ein li ba pachas michetzia. Only in the Mishnah where you're noital a chetzi, then it's shayla to make a shvua of ein li ba pachas michetzia. But when you're noital kulay, you can't make a shvua of ein loy ba'pachas michetzi. I mean, you're noital kulay. It's not chatim to what you're taking. Only the Mishnah where the loch is yachloiku, as then it's shayach to make such a shvua. That's why they didn't hold of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question. Okay. As those are the two ways of learning the teretz of the Gemara, emet avayu bahadi adadi agur. Either the Gemara means the Pashtus, it's possible it happened. It's possible it's not a Shavua Shav. That's how the Ritva and the Taisus Rosh are learning. And Rashi's learning that's not enough. It has to be, even Lafi, what they're tining, we could hear it's true. Because they're tining, they pick it up at a similar time. Just, I think I did it first. But even Lafi, what they're tining, it's possible it's true. That's the Shinui in the Rishayim. Okay. That's the tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. Tomorrow we'll start the new sugya of Sukkot. Now we want to be mashlim in yanim of aid on the Sanyaya. Because he had started the rush that brings him around the Rambam, that he's Mechadish based on places his shot in the Sugya, that aid on the Sanyaya Patis from the Shvua. As we'll go to the first part of the rush, let's move on to the next part of the rush. The rush brings rights. The Yesh Makshin Hevel, the other Amalek Haman, Daf Lamed Vav, Shemer Shemosa L'Shemer. Who is this Yesh Makshin Hevel? The Ramban in Mulchamis. Yeah. Rather, they say over from the Brisker Rav, very Yishmak, that the Brisker Rav said that whenever the Rishonim would say a strong Lashon on the other Rishon, he wouldn't read it. He said when the Rishonim are talking about each other, they could say such a Lashon, V'yesh Makshin Hevel. But when we read it, we can't even read the words, because we can't talk about the Rishonim in such a way. That's his Gishmak. So now I'm going to skip this V'yesh Makshin. Okay. Who is it? The Ramban and the Mulchamis on ask this question. But why does the Rush write it that it's Hevel? He's coming to say, like Rav Shlomo Haiman used to Uptaich, how much he doesn't hold the question. He holds not stam, he answered the question of the Lomdis das Nishkin Shaila. That's showing like the level of the terrorists. That's why he used such a sharp lashon. Okay. B'yesh makshin, mehad amale kamma, shaymer shemasa l'shaymer chayiv, the amale at mehenen li b'shvua, heichloi mehenen li b'shvua, v'amai chayiv, yitirenu shaymer asheni v'idusa, im b'shvua asoi shu chayiv. Alright, over there we're talking about a shaymer shemasa l'shaymer, and we're talking about where the second shaymer knows what the tzir is, and he's willing to say what the tzir is. As Eber said, he should be a kosher aid, the second shaymer. And Enoch Inami midin Shmira, he can't part to the first one because his Shvua doesn't work for the first one. Abba midin Eidos, what he's saying should be Nema midin Eidos lifter et harishin. Very strong question. Beloi kosher midi. Ki yuva the rishin bishvil de eno yachol yishavul, because it's chala din mitoich. Vu eno reitze lahamin l'shvua es asheni, v'n es chayiv lo harishin mamin. Over there it was Chaladin Amitoich, so we're handling a Chiv Mamin. And Chiv Mamin, Eid Echad, is Loi Kam. Kipshutai, the Rosh is tiny good, but we're handling Mamin. That's why he was very strong in his Lashon. Fekra Bekiva Eger and Daf Lamed Vav. And the Ksais and Simon Pei Zion, a very strong question on the Rush. L'chor the Ramban, Kipshutai, is right. How does Mitoich work? The way Mitoich works is, first there's a Chiyav Shvua. When you ain't a Yachol Lishava, ain't a Reitza Lishava, it's Chal on you, a Chiyav Mamet. It's a two-step process. The Iker Chiyav is a Chiyav Shvua. When you ain't a Yachol or ain't a Reitza, it's Chal on you, a Chiyav Mamet. But it starts off as a Chiyav Shvua. As if the Eid Echad could part you from the Chiyav Shvua, we'll never get to the Chiyav Mamet. Because the Eid Echad is never on the Chiyav Shvua. And once he's never on the Chiyav Shvua is gone. Because it's not Chaladin of Mitoich. That's how the Ramban held. And Zot the Ksais, he asks it with like a very strong Eifin. Freg the Ksais, and it's Muchach this way. Because Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua, and what do we say when Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua? If he's any Yochel Lishava, he's Chayiv Momin. Eid Echad is coming to be Mechayiv Momin. Every time Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua, and the person doesn't make the Shvua, it's Chaladin Amitoich. How could it be Chaladin Amitoich? Eid Echad is not Mechayiv Momin. That's what do you have to say? No, the Eid Echad came, he was Mechayiv Shvua. Afterwards was Chal the Chiyav Mamon. That's not Mishum the Eid Echad. As the same way in the Chiyav Shvua, we look at Mitoich as it's a din noisiv, it's another din, and the Eid Echad is just coming on the Shvua, and the Chiyav Mamon is being Chal afterwards, who are din in the Eid Liftar. And yet the Rosh learns the Nemanis of the Eid Liftar from the Eid L'Chiyav. As in the Eid L'Chiyav, he can make a din of Mitoich, because he's mechayiv the shvuah, and meile it's chal l'mitay. As why in the aid lifter can he? Thus adds the ksais to the shayla. Thus mamish hacks the shayla in very strong. Yeah. Why is he different in the aid amechayiv? It's not called the aid's mechayiv moment. So why over here is it called he's mechayiv moment? Thus frek the ksais. Thus is a bomber shayla. Because there's two ways of answering. One way of answering the Kodesh Yurim in the Chelik Beis and Simonim on the Sugya, and Reb Ruvain over here put down very gishmakit tenets that there's a machloikis over here in the Geder of Mitoich by a Eino Yochel Lishova. By a Eino Reitzel Lishova, Zicher, it goes in two steps. If he's it's chalani mechir shvua. If he's ainu roitzeli shava, as then it's chal mitoich, a chiyuv mamon. Of over here, we're talking about the ainu yocholi shava, because he doesn't know. As over here, the rush holds mi yad is chal a chiyuv mamon, and not a chiyuv shvua. As over here, it doesn't work in two steps. Over here it works in miyad, it's chal b'chir mamet. As over here there's no chir shvur b'chlal. They don't speak out, so how do you answer the ksais shayla? You have to say, over there is a gzeres hakosiv, afilu hachi, there's a din of a chir mamet. But over here where there's no mefurish gzeres hakosiv, being that it's not chal b'chir shvur, it's chal b'chir mamet, it's called he's made on mamet. That's what you have to say. They don't speak out how to answer. That has to be the key for them. Zakt Ruvain, he brings a gishmakam ma'amakam that the Ramban and the Rosh have this machloikis klapi another day. What happens if an aid echad comes and he's made on a person that's einu yochel lishava? It's chaladin mitoich, you say Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua is when someone's mechuyev a Shvua, as you could be megagel from him and you can make him make a Shvua on other tainas and other dine toich. Gilgul Shvua. As could you do a Gilgul Shvua when it's chaladin of mitoich? As the Ruvain brings down a tumim in Simin Sadik Dalit, that the tumim sets up, it's a machloikis, the Rosh and the Ramban. The Ramban Shita is you could do a Gilgul Shvua when it's Chaladin Amitoich, when it's Eni Yocholi Shava. And the Rosh holds that you can't do a Gilgul Shvua when it's Chaladin Amitoich by Eni Yochol, because it's a Chiyav Momen. The men Nechluku, the Fizeh is God Gavaldik. The Ramban and the Rosh, Alishitasam, had a look at Mitoich by Eni Yochol. The Ramban holds it's a Chiyav Shvua. Then it's chal chiyuv mamon, as you can be megalgal because there's a chiyuv shvur. And the Rosh Lishitasi holds that the mitoich of an einu yochol, it's only chal chiyuv mamon. It's not chal chiyuv shvur, as it's not shayach gilgul shvur. Ad kan di reyem. Aval lemaisa, even though it's very gishmak, the Lishitasi that Reb Ruvain brings down, he has this Lishitasi, of it's a massive chiddush that there's two dinei mitoich. Pashis, this one Xeris HaKosiv, the same Misvara, sometimes it's chal this way and sometimes it's chal that way, is a very big Chiddush. As even though it's a Gishmak a Shtikl, Behelem Divrayim, L'choira, more simple way of learning is like the Achilles Yaakov. Achilles Yaakov wants to say a different thing. Achilles Yaakov wants to say, not like that. The Ravad, there's only one din of mitoich, and it goes in two steps. Now, what are the two steps? First, it's chalachi of shvur, and then it's chalachi of moment. The Rosh is talking about where it already switched from the chi of shvur, and it turned into a chi of moment. And then the Eidach. As now the Eid Echad is coming when it was already Nifsach, it was Chal the Din of the Chiyav Mamet. What's the Ksais asking? When the Eid Echad comes and he's Mechayiv Shvua, it's Chal the Din of Mitoich. When Eid Echad comes, Bezdin paskins chiyuv shvua. Afterwards, when he's not able to swear, Bezdin paskins chiyuv mamet. Because it's a two-step process. First Bezdin paskins chiyuv shvua, then Bezdin paskins chiyuv mamet. As when the Eid Echad comes and he's mechayiv, psak number one of Bezdin chiyuv shvua, and that Eid Echad is come. Afterwards, Bezdin sees he can't swear, it's called psak number two. Mitoich. As that's not called Eid Echad, was made a din of Chiyuv Mamet. That was a step afterward. Masha Enkin over here, we're talking about where was already Chal de Mitoich. As when the Eid Echad is walking into Bezdin, what is he being made on? On a Shvua? It was already Chal de Mitoich. The Nin in Bezdin, the Psak in Bezdin is already Chiyuv Mamet. As now he's handling, he's being made on Chiyuv Mamet. That's how the stifler wants to know. No, the fize and it's seer where he comes before the din Torah. As then enochinami. If he would come before, like Bezdin heard everything, then enochinami. Maybe the din would be this. It's a reason yichidish. But that's how the stifler wants to say. The fize. What's the machlekes, the Ramban and the Rosh? As you could be mazber ba'ayfin zeh. Is a shiloh, what is the gather of mitoy? Rishonim use a loshin. The chiyav shvua is o yishave o yishame. That's the ikar chiyav shvua. Chiyav shvua is not something on its own. It's not strong enough on its own. To tell a person you have to be yishave, you know, people would make a shvua. But you tell a person o yishave o yishame. It's kilu a chelik of the chiyav shvua is knowing. If you don't make a shvua, you're going to be mishach. As the ikh chelkei of the shvua is o yishava o yishalem. That's the din of the shvua. When the Torah is machayiv a shvua, it means me'ikah, the Torah is machayiv moment. You have a way out of the moment with the shvua. Thus is together. O yishava o yishalem. Thus is shitas aramban. As lefizeh, the chi of moment is a prat in the dine shvua. As being that it's a prod in the Dine Shvua, it has Dine Shvua. As if Eid Echad patters from a Shvua, it patters from the Momin HaYoytze Min HaShvua too. Because it's a prod in the Dine Shvua. That's the way the Ramban would learn. Masha Enkein, the Rosh will learn, it's Svei Dinim. Number one, there's a Chiyav Shvua. Number two, there's a Din of Mitoich. When you don't make a Chiyav Shvua, that's Mechayiv Yubimam. As it comes out, the din of mitoich is a separate din. It's not the din of the shvua is o yishava o yishalem. It's not the ikachi of shvua is chal on you. You have to pay or make a shvua. The word is it's the din is yishava. If you don't make a shvua, the Torah said there's not a din of mitoich. As kivin shekein, it's not be ikre din yashvua. It's a din b'fnei atzmoi. As we done it with Ne'atzmoy, Ne'ir Echad doesn't have Ne'mobis. That would be the kivun of the Machlekes, if you're the style. Yeah, that's the Hamak in the Machlekes, if it's two dinim or one din, that you have to learn Mesechta the Shavuos very well. This is the Shirish of the Machlekes, Nefiza. Okay, as those are the two ways, daily Rabbi Seinu, the Rosh Hashivas. One way, which is Gishmak, with the two names of the Lashit Hassan, but it's Rizay Rizay Torah that is Svei Dinim and Mitoich. And over here we're going by Niyachal, the Chiyuv Mamet is Chamad. The second way, the more Pashit way, is the Steigler's Mahalech. And the Hezbollah would be how to understand the Dinim Mitoich. Okay. That's clearly number one of the Rosh. Yes, the Shaila. What's the Machloik? Yes, the Rosh and the Rambam. Okay. The Rosh then brings the Rabbeinu Yoinah, and he asks Akasha that if someone has a migui of Ichzalti, migui denensu, as you should say, Eidam Yiseyeyeh should pater him from the Shvua. Why does he have to make a Shvua when he says, Tainas Ichzalti? As you see, Eidam Yiseyeyeh is loy hoiter from the Shvua. Freg the Mordechai. That if the Eidah Misayeh is going to patter him from the Shvua, he loses his migui. Why? Because the whole migui is, if I was a lawyer, I would have said nensu. But if I would have had to say nensu, I would have had to make a shvua. My whole nemanis is with a shvua. As you can't believe ichzarti without a shvua, because then he loses his migui. That tiny is the Mordechai in Peri Gimel de Bava Basra, Ois Tov Kuf Chav Zayin on this Raya of the Rosh. It's God a festive time. The Shaila is, how could the Rosh bring a Raya? How could the Rabbeinu Yonah bring a Raya? You lose your migui. The Shaila is, how do you answer the Rosh? What's the Rosh's Raya? As over here, we spoke out the famous raid. Actually, we saw together the famous raid of Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Shimon, that they both say that there's two dinim in migui. There's a migui of mali l'shaker, and there's a migui of koyach ha'tayim. We all grew up with, we all have it in our blood. So, svei dinim in migui. As let's havoin is boinin, when the Mordechai is asking the shaila, you can ask the shaila on both of them. You could ask the Shaila on the Anan Sadi. What's Anan Sadi? If he was a liar, he would taina the other taina. No, he's a liar. You know why he doesn't want to taina the other taina? Because he would have to make a shvur. Now he doesn't have to make a shvur, as he's a liar. And he's a liar that doesn't want to make a shvur. He wants to avoid as much problems as he can. As he'd rather lie without a shvur. As how could you're going to lose your Anan Sadi? As if that's the question, Al Stanan Sadi, as the Tumim has a Gvaldik Achav. He says that he still has an Anan Sadi. Why? Because if he was a liar and he has an Eid Echad to be made for him and lie and say, Ichzauti, as he could say to tell the same Eid Echad, listen, you're lying anyway, as you could lie for me and say Nensu. You could say, yeah, you could say Nensu. Meaning he could tell the Eid Echad what to lie for him. As if he's a liar and he's got an Eid Amisayeya on his side, as that means the Eid Echad is lying too. As if he was a liar, he would tell the Eid Echad, let's lie the other way. And pater me from the Shvua the other way. As he still has an Anan Sadi, because he could tell the Eid Echad to lie with him on the other Taina and be made for the other Taina, and he'll be potter from a Shvur. That's the Chab of the Tumim. Kar, an interesting Chab. That is the Chab of the Imre Baruch. Imre Baruch and Simon Pei Zayin on the Shulchan Aruch, he says this Chab. However, if you look at the Mordechai, and the Mordechai asks the question, it's very interesting. He doesn't ask from the Anan Sadi. He asks that the whole koyach of Nemanis is from the other Taina. As how could the Taina that he's believed now be without a Shvua, if his whole koyach of Nemanis with a Shvua? Mamish sounds like he's asking with Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Shimon's Nusach of koyach of Nemanis. If you would ask the question with Koyach HaNemanis, as it could be, you could still use the Imre Baruch. But then maybe you could use, if you learn that the word of Eid Echad is Ki'ilu Nishba, as then L'Choyra, there would be a Makom to answer that you have the same Koyach HaNemanis, because Ayidei the Eid Echad, it's Ki'ilu Nishba. That would be a kivun in koyach hanemanis. If the question is, the shayla is, what's the question of the Mordechai? Mitzad dan hansadi, mitzad the koyach hanemanis. Okay. Let's just say another nekud in the rush. The meiser, thus is the rush. Now we want to see a tour inside. Quite interesting nekud. The tour brings down in Siman Pei Dalet, meaning the din of Eid HaMisayeya is brought down in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch twice. Most of what we quoted was in Siman Pei Zayin. in Pei Dalet, the Torah brings down the Inyan again. In Pei Zayin, in Pei Dalet, he says, the Baal HaTshumah Shita is Ein Echad is not Pater from the Shvuah Seses. And Zog the Torah, Ein HaMisayeya is Pater, like my father the Rosh brings from the Maram, Nirenberg, Ein HaMisayeya is Patering from the Shvuah. As Huadin Patris from the Shvuah Heses. Ad Kan Divrei Vitor. The Shaila is, what does the Baal HaTshumah argue? He holds Eidam Isayeh, doesn't pater or not. As if you open up the Baal HaTshumah inside, which is a good idea, the Baal HaTshumah holds like the Rosh. He holds Eidam Isayeh paters from a Shvuah. Aye! So if Eidam Isayeh paters from a Shvuah, why Shvuah Hes is not? Zuck the Baal HaTshumah, because Shvuah Hes is al kol Taina Niskina. A Shvuah Henesis is impregnable. You can't get out of it. Because I'll call Taina Shatayin, it was Niskina. Zog the Tor, Asmintas. If it part the Shvuah the Rises, part the Shvuah the Rabbanah, what's this? Moivish Shvuah Henesis is different. That's what the Tor is on this Baal HaTshumah. The Shaila is, what's the Hezber of the Baal HaTshumah? Why is Shvuah Hes is different than all other Shvuahs? As L'Chayra, L'fi what we saw, the Sheikh, Rabbi Kiva Eyer, is a grace of Makam to be Mazbel with this Machloikis, the Tor, and the Baal HaTshumah. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the blue Rabbi Kiva Eger, so afterwards he brings it in Ois Gimel from at least 4 to 5 places. Rabbi Kiva Eger handles the Chakira. He said Tzava Chosin, he brings 4 to 5 places. What's together of aid that he potters from Yeshua? Is it the Vaotei Rechot is Neman Kishnayim, and he's believed on the Maisa, and in Mela he potters him from the Iker Shvua? Or is it the word that he helps him in his taina and memelitz ki'ilu mishpura? This is the big chakira of Rabbi Kiva Eger. As you could learn in the Baal HaTshumah, the Baal HaTshumah learns like Rabbi Kiva Eger's sad, that the word is he helps him in his taina, and it makes it into a better taina, and it makes it ki'ilu nishpa. Then you could say Shvuah Hesis is different. Why? Because in all Shvuahs, the reason why you're making a Shvuah is because there's a Reyesa in your Taina. By Moide B'miksas, Taisa says, you are Moide. As you're Moide, he's not lying, the guy who's Taiveya. As you look bad, the guy's timing the truth. As it looks like the rest, you're saying Sheker. There's a Drury, you're saying Sheker. Eid Echad, there's Eid Echad against you. It looks like you're saying Sheker. There's a reyes in your taina. As over there, the shvuah is coming to make your taina into a better taina. As if the Eid Echad says like you, the Eid Echad does the same thing as the shvuah. But shvuah Hesis is the only thing you're a koifer akol. There is no reason in the world to believe the taiveya more than the nitva. Shvuah Hesis is a takana that was made later on. That even though there's no reason to believe the Taiveya, he has no rayas, but if he mods you, make a Shvuah. As over here, it's a different kind of a Shvuah. The Shvuah is not coming to show your Taina is a more emesdika Taina. We have no rayas on your Taina. Your Taina is a great Taina. Now Chazal said as time went on that we're matzrich der ganavim, as we have to be matzrich a Shvuah, a preventive method. And you can't say the Eid Echad is kinishma, because over here the Shvuah is not to make your taina more nemon. It's just a preventive method. As it's not shaykh to swara, the Eid Echad is kinishma. Thus would be the Hezbin the Baal HaTshumah. And the Torah, when he argues, very interesting. He brings the words of his father, that if you're nemon l'chiv, avada you're nemon liftar. The Hainu, he doesn't bring the words, the raya of misayeya leishara. He brings your neman with a kalvachomer, your neman with nemanis. It's a nemanis kishnayim. As if it's an nemanis kishnayim, it's not chaldechim. Your neman kishnayim, and that's why you're paterim. As my nafkamina shvuas eses, by shvuas eses, if two edim come, you're pater too. As over here, the edechot is neman kishnayim. The Torah gave him nemanis kishvua, legamri. This is the lashon of the Torah. As a Mela, that's why he argues by Shvua Seses. Zok di Shar Hamishpat Atesefes. The same Machlekes, the Tur, and the Balachumas that you have by Shvua Seses, you're going to have by Gilgul Shvua too. If someone is Magalgal a Shvua onto a different Din Torah, do you say Adam is a patis from a Gilgul Shvua? What's the dimyan? The Fiza is Dr. Valdik. In Gilgul Shvua, there's no race on your taina. Abafilu hachi the Torah is machayiv you in a Shvua. As if the word is that the Shvua, the Eid Echad is ki'ilu nishba. That's only shayich when there's a race on the taina. Over here, there's no race on the taina. But if the body is Nemon Kishnayim, that child is even by Gilgul Shvua. I'll be the Nafgamina Ledin. She's there, you can go a trot bite. The Bala Chumis brings a raya to what he's saying from a tzir. The Rambam says, and this is brought down La Loch in the Torah, if an Eid Echad comes and says you have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim by Karkois, you lived on the Karka for 3 years, you make a Shvuas Heses. Fred the Balachumis, the Eid Echad is an Eid HaMisayeya to the Muchzik. He's saying that he lived in the field for 3 years. Why does he have to make a Shvua? As you see, Eid Echad doesn't pater from a Shvuas Heses. That's the Raya of the Balachumis. As the Torah does something like a little bit unfair, he brings the Balachumis' halacha, he argues on it, and he doesn't bring the raya, the Balachumis. The Balachumis brings a fester raya. And the Torah is not misyachis to the Balachumis' raya b'chlal. Zok de Bach in Simin Pei Dalet, in that seer, the Eid Echad is not being made on the Metzias. He doesn't know whose it is. He's just being made on the Chazakah. As over there, the Rush holds, he doesn't have a din of a Eid HaMisayeya because he's not being made on the Metzias. That's what the Torah holds. What's the Hezra of the Machloikis, the Torah, and the Balachumis, as you could say, the fizeh, if you learn the machloikis is in the chakira Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's very gishmak. The Torah holds the reason why Eid Echad is neman because he's neman kishnayim because we believe him on the metzias. That's not shayich in itzir where he's saying he lived on the karka for 3 years. He doesn't know the metzias. He doesn't know if it's his or not. Masha Enkein, the Balachumis holds. The word is it's Misayeya to the Taina. As Lamaisa, if you lived on the Karka for 3 years, there's a Chazaka that's Misayeya to the Taina. As it could be, Ki Yilishma. So Fizet, this Hakira of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Machar is a Machlekis in the Balachumis, and the Tur had to learn up. The Tur learns the Rush that it's Mamish Nemanis Kishnayim. And the Balachumis learns it's Kilo Nishba like Rabbi Kiva Eger. And that's the beer of their machlekes in these two Akudas. Okay, as thus is the Inyanim of Eda Misayeya. The Ba'am Sasif, we saw Chidashim Toich, Chidashim Eda Misayeya. What together the tour of Eda Misayeya is. That's the Ba'am Sukhya, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We're going to stop the studio of Sikhs.